This article is brought to you by the best-selling book series Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for Delegating with Authority, How Leaders Speak When Handing Off High-Stakes Work. The exact words that make delegation land with clarity, trust, and conviction. In short, delegating with authority is not about handing over a task. It is about transferring ownership with language that is clear on the goal, specific about decision rights, and explicit about trust. When your words do all three, the person you delegate to stands taller and delivers more. Name the goal and the deadline. Vagueness invites drift. State their authority over decisions and resources. Without it, they will check back for every step. Signal genuine trust. The words you choose either confirm they own this work or quietly undermine it. Definition: delegating with authority is the act of handing off high-stakes work using language that transfers clear ownership, defines decision rights, and communicates genuine confidence in the person receiving the responsibility so they can act independently and be held accountable. There is a moment I remember from my own leadership years. I handed a critical client a counter-capable team member and said, "You've got this one. Keep me posted." 2 weeks later, he had done almost nothing, not because he lacked skill, because my words had given him a task, not a mandate. I had not delegated with authority. I had simply passed the problem along. The scripts in this article are built to close that gap. They draw from the structured delegation framework I cover in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, specifically the lead method. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. Every script here applies that same structure to the specific challenge of delegating high-stakes work. The language is real. The situations are ones you will recognize, and every word is something a prepared leader would actually say. How these scripts work before you open your mouth. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context note first, because the words only work when you understand why they are built the way they are. Then adapt the bracketed elements to your real names, dates, and project details. Read the script out loud at least once before the conversation. This is not optional. The way communication lands in a meeting depends enormously on preparation, and your voice carries more authority when the words are already familiar in your mouth. Swap one or two phrases for language that sounds like you. Keep the structure intact. Scripts for delegating with authority. Seven situations leaders face. Script 1. Delegating a high-stakes project to a trusted team member. The situation. You are handing over a project with real consequences, revenue, a key client, or a tight deadline. The person is capable, but the stakes are higher than what they have handled before. Why it works. This script does four things in sequence. It names the project and the goal. It tells them why you chose them, not just that you chose them. It defines their authority explicitly, and it closes by inviting questions, not by issuing a warning. This sequence mirrors the lead structure I describe and Say It Right Every Time. You articulate your vision before defining next steps, and you lead with trust rather than control. Standard version. I want to talk with you about project name. I'm handing this to you because I trust your judgment, and I know you have the skill to handle it. The goal is specific outcome by deadline. You have full authority to make decisions about the process, the timeline, and the resources you need. I'm available if something genuinely needs my input, but this is your project. What questions do you have? Formal version. I want to discuss the project name with you. I'm delegating this to you because of the judgment and capability you've consistently demonstrated. The objective is specific outcome to be completed by deadline. You have full authority over process decisions, resource allocation, and timeline adjustments. I'm here as a resource, not a gatekeeper. This is your project to lead. Do you have any questions before we close this conversation? Watch for silence after the script sometimes means relief, and sometimes means they are quietly overwhelmed. Ask a direct follow-up. What feels most uncertain right now? Give them room to name it. Eamon's note. The phrase "this is your project" is the most important six words in this script. Say them slowly. Pause after them. Let the person feel the weight of real ownership before you move on. Script 2. Setting 90-day expectations with a new team member. The situation. Someone has just joined your team. You want to set clear expectations for their first 3 months without overwhelming them or sounding like a compliance officer reading from a manual. Why it works. This script creates psychological safety by making success visible. The person knows exactly what doing well looks like at each stage.
It removes the anxiety of ambiguity, which is the thing that most often derails new starters in the first few weeks.
This 30-60-90 structure is one I outline in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time as the foundation of structured delegation with new team members.
Standard version.
I want to make sure we're aligned on what the first 90 days look like. In the first 30 days, I'd like you to complete your onboarding, meet with the key stakeholders you'll be working alongside, and shadow the team on at least number active projects. In the next 30 days, I want you to take the lead on your first project with me as a sounding board. By day 90, I expect you to be contributing independently and fully integrated into how we work. Does that feel clear? Or do you want to talk through any part of it?
Formal version.
I want to ensure we are aligned on expectations for your first 90 days in this role. In the first 30 days, the priorities are completing your onboarding training, meeting with all key stakeholders, and observing at least number client or project engagements. In the 31 to 60 day period, you'll take the lead on your first assignment with structured support from me.
By day 90, the expectation is full independent contribution.
Please let me know if any part of this requires clarification. Watch for. Note whether they ask questions about resources and process or about expectations and evaluation. The first type is a confident mind at work. The second may signal they need more reassurance about what success means to you.
Eamon's note. End with a genuine question, not a performative one. Does that feel clear?
Only works if you actually wait for the answer.
Script 3.
Delegating when you are transferring decision rights, not just tasks.
The situation.
You are handing over something that requires the other person to make real decisions without consulting you each time.
The trap most leaders fall into is delegating the work, but keeping the authority. Why it works.
Most delegation scripts fail here. They give a person the responsibility, but not the power to act on it. This script separates ownership from oversight explicitly. It names what they can decide alone, and what, if anything, warrants a check-in. That specificity is what makes accountability real rather than assumed.
Standard version.
I want to be clear about what you have the authority to decide on your own. You can list of decision areas, budget within amount, team assignments, timeline adjustments, vendor selection.
You don't need my sign-off on any of those.
The only things I'd want to know about before they happen are specific exceptions. Everything else is yours to call.
I trust your judgment. Formal version.
I want to clarify the decision rights attached to this assignment. Within this project, you have full authority to specific decisions, including budget decisions up to amount, team structure, timeline management, and process design. You are not required to seek approval for those areas. The two situations where I would ask you to consult me first are Situation 1 and Situation 2.
Outside of those, your judgment governs.
Please proceed with that confidence. Watch for. If they come back within 48 hours asking for your input on something you explicitly delegated, do not just answer.
Redirect.
That's in your authority.
What do you think the right call is?
Eamon's note. The phrase your judgment governs is direct and powerful. It is not soft reassurance.
It is a transfer of real authority.
Use it only when you mean it.
Script 4.
Explaining the rationale behind why you chose this person.
The situation.
A high-stakes handoff where the person may be surprised, uncertain, or even quietly anxious about why you chose them.
Leaving the why unsaid allows doubt to fill the silence.
Why it works. Silence breeds fear and uncertainty, as I write and say it right every time. The rationale behind a delegation decision is not optional context.
It is trust infrastructure.
When people understand why you chose them, they step into the work with more confidence and fewer internal objections to manage.
The courage to be explicit about your reasoning is a core part of leading with clarity.
Standard version. I want to tell you specifically why I'm giving this to you. Not just that I am. I've watched how you handled previous situation or project. The way your specific behaviour managed the stakeholders, found a solution when the original plan fell apart, held the client relationship together, told me you're ready for this.
That's not a compliment for its own sake.
It's the reason you're the right person for this.
Formal version.
I want to be explicit about why I selected you for this assignment rather than leaving it implied. Your performance on previous project or situation demonstrated specific capability. In particular, specific action or decision they made showed me the kind of judgment this role requires.
That is the direct reason for this delegation.
I have confidence in your ability to deliver. Watch for. Pay attention to how they receive this. Some people will deflect with modesty.
Hold your position. Do not walk back the rationale. Specificity is what makes it land. Eamon's note. Vague praise breeds vague confidence. I believe in you does very little. Here is the specific thing I have seen you do build something real. Script 5. Handing off work to someone who has previously struggled. The situation. You're giving someone a second chance at a significant responsibility or delegating something adjacent to an area where they have had difficulty. You need to acknowledge the history without undermining their competence going in. Why it works. Pretending the past did not happen is worse than naming it. The person is already thinking about it. This connects directly to the feedback principles I cover in advanced feedback work. When you name the difficulty and then explicitly signal that you are moving forward, you remove the weight of unspoken tension and replace it with something more useful. Standard version. I know previous situation was difficult, and I know you know it too. I'm not pretending otherwise. What I also know is that you've specific thing they did differently since then. That matters to me. This project is a different assignment, and I'm giving it to you because I believe you're ready. What I need from you is clear expectation. Can you give me that? Formal version. I want to acknowledge briefly that previous project or situation presented challenges for you. I've noted how you have responded since then, specifically observable change or action. I've decided to move forward on that basis. This assignment is project name, and my expectation is specific outcome by specific date. I am prepared to support you when needed, and I am also clear that I'm giving you this because I believe you're capable of it. Watch for. If they spend more than a minute on the past difficulty when you name it, redirect gently. I hear that, and that's behind us now. Let's talk about what this requires. Eamon's note. Do not over-explain the decision to give them another chance. State it once, cleanly. The more you justify it, the more fragile it sounds. Script 6. Delegating under time pressure when a full briefing is not possible. The situation. You have 10 minutes, not an hour. The work needs to be handed off now, and you do not have the luxury of a thorough briefing. Most leaders either dump information without structure or leave out the things that matter most. Why it works. Even under time pressure, three things must land: the goal, the authority, and the trust signal. This script strips the delegation down to those three elements and nothing else. It is the minimum viable version of delegating with authority. For teams working in distributed or time-pressured environments, this kind of tight briefing language is also covered in a synchronous communication practice. Standard version. I have 10 minutes, so I want to be direct. The goal is specific outcome by deadline. You have authority to make key decisions without checking with me first. I'll be available by channel if something critical comes up, but this is yours to run. You're the right person for it. Any immediate questions? Formal version. Given time constraints, I'll be direct. The objective is specific outcome required by deadline. Your authority on this covers decision areas. You are not required to seek my approval for those. Please use channel for any critical escalations. I have full confidence in your ability to manage this. Do you have any immediate questions that would affect your ability to begin? Watch for. After a fast-paced delegation, follow up within 24 hours. Just checking you have what you need to move forward. This is not micromanagement. It is the close of a briefing you did not have time to finish properly. Eamon's note. Speed does not excuse vagueness. Even in 10 minutes, say this is yours. Say who they are accountable to. Say the deadline. Those three things take 30 seconds. Script 7. Closing a delegation conversation with a commitment check. The situation. You have had the delegation conversation. The person seems to understand, but seems to is not the same as has committed to. This closing script creates real accountability rather than assumed agreement. Why it works. Most delegation conversations end with the leader summarizing and the team member nodding. That is not a commitment. This script asks the other person to reflect back what they own and what they will do first, which converts passive understanding into active ownership. This is the define the next step stage of the lead method, and it is where most leaders stop too early. If you want to see how this same principle applies when raising concerns with senior leadership, the guidance on how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces uses a comparable closing structure. Standard version. Before we finish, I want to make sure we're fully aligned. Can you tell me in your own words what you're responsible for on this and what your first step is going to be? I'm not testing you. I just want to hear it back so we both leave this conversation with the same picture. Formal version. Before we conclude, I'd like to confirm alignment. Could you summarize the key responsibilities you're taking ownership of and identify your immediate first action? This ensures we are both clear, and it gives you a chance to raise anything that feels unresolved before we move forward. Watch for. If they struggle to state their first step clearly, the conversation is not finished. The problem is not their commitment. The briefing left something unclear. Ask, what part feels least clear to you right now? And address it before you leave. Eamon's note. This script protects both of you. It is not a power move. It is the moment where a conversation becomes a contract. When a script stops sounding like you. The risk with any prepared script is robotic delivery. You pick up the words and put down your voice. The person on the other side hears a recitation, not a leader. There is a simple repair for this. Before any high-stakes delegation conversation, read the script once and then set it down. Write down the three things you most want the person to feel by the end of the conversation, clear about the goal, trusted, and certain of their authority. Then have the conversation from those three intentions, using the script structure as a spine rather than a straitjacket. Your phrasing will shift. Your tone will adjust to the rim. That is exactly right. The script job is to ensure you never accidentally leave out the goal, the authority, or the trust signal. It is a safety net, not a performance. Where leaders go wrong when handing off high-stakes work. A few patterns come up again and again in the delegation conversations I have observed and coached over the decades. The mistake: delegating the work but keeping the decisions. Why it happens. Leaders are nervous about outcomes and unconsciously hold on to control while claiming to let go. What to do instead? Use script 3 explicitly. Name the decision areas the person owns. Say it aloud. Write it down if the project warrants it. The mistake: skipping the rationale for why you chose this person. Why it happens. It feels obvious to the leader, or they worry it will sound patronizing. What to do instead? Use script 4. Specific, evidence-based rationale is not patronizing. It is a trust signal, and it belongs in every significant delegation conversation. The mistake: ending the conversation without a commitment check. Why it happens. Both parties want to move on. Agreement feels mutual. The leader assumes the nod means ownership. What to do instead? Use script 7 every time, without apology. The 30 seconds it takes is worth hours of rebriefing later. The mistake: using soft language that sounds like a suggestion. I was thinking you might want to take a look at this. Why it happens. Leaders soften the ask to seem collaborative, but they erode authority in the process. What to do instead? Tension management around leadership expectations is real, but vague language creates more tension, not less. Be direct. I'm delegating this to you is always clearer than I was thinking maybe. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What is delegating with authority? Delegating with authority means handing off work with clear language that transfers ownership, defines decision rights, and signals genuine trust. It is not just assigning tasks. Done well, it tells the other person exactly what they own, how much latitude they have, and that you believe they can deliver. How do you delegate high-stakes work without losing control? The key is separating ownership from oversight. When delegating with authority, you hand over full decision rights within defined boundaries, then agree on check-in points. You do not hover. You stay available. The lead method from Say It Right Every Time gives a four-step structure that makes this balance explicit. What should a leader say when delegating a project? Name the project. Explain why you chose this person. State the goal and deadline. Define their authority over decisions and resources. And invite questions. Avoid vague language like keep me posted. Be specific about what accountability looks like and when you expect to hear from them next. Why do delegation conversations so often fail? Most fail because the leader confuses assigning work with transferring ownership. They leave out the authority, the rationale, and the trust signal. The other person hears a task, not a mandate. Scripts for delegating with authority fix this by building all three elements into the language itself. How do I adapt a delegation script to my own voice? Read the script out loud once before any conversation. Replace bracketed fields with real names, dates, and project details, then swap one or two phrases for words you naturally use. The structure should stay intact. Only the surface language needs to feel like you. Practice it twice and the stiffness disappears. When should I use a formal versus a standard delegation script? Use the formal version with senior stakeholders, new team members, or when the consequences of misunderstanding are high. The standard version suits established relationships and familiar team members. Either way, the core elements remain the same: ownership, authority, goal, and trust. Here is the truth of it. Delegating with authority is not a soft skill. It is a precision skill. The words you choose when you hand off significant work either build the other person's confidence or quietly hollow it out. After 6 decades of watching capable leaders fail at delegation because they could not find the right language, I'm certain of one thing: the words are available to you. You do not have to improvise them under pressure. You prepare them, you practice them, and you deliver them with the conviction that your team deserves to receive. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.